Pulled from the rubble of a fallen building, one of the youngest victims of the latest bloodshed in Syria is rushed to a nearby car. On Sunday, airstrikes continued in the rebel-held region of eastern Ghouta, near the country's capital of Damascus. The latest bombing comes in the wake of a UN Security Council vote in favor of a 30-day ceasefire. Just after the resolution passed, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley singled out Russia, slamming her Russian counterparts for the vote delay.
Every minute the council waited on Russia, the human suffering grew. And after all of this time, hardly anything has changed in the resolution except a few words and some commas. The Syrian people should not have to die waiting for Russia to organize their instructions from Moscow or to discuss it with the Syrians.
Russia, a key ally of Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, hit back against U.S. criticisms of procrastination.
The aim of the fight against terrorists must not become shielding the adoption of geopolitical agendas with dubious legitimacy. And this is what the U.S. is doing right now in Syria.
Early reports from a British-based aid group estimate that the death toll in Syria has surpassed 500 since the latest bombardment began last week. More than 2,000 kilometers away, Pope Francis urged an end to the violence to allow the Syrian people access to food and medicine. Back in Damascus, locals expressed skepticism that this latest truce will have a concrete effect on fighting between rebels and government forces.
We want this country to get relief, whether it is Ghouta, Aleppo, Hama, the Latakia suburbs, Daraa, or Quneitra. I want all Syria to get relief.
A solution in Syria still seemingly out of reach. Elizabeth Cherneff, VOA News, Washington.